gotta walk, got the chalk, got the draw. Outlines for these ladies, I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shot your days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a bright lane, but I might strain. Pull up lame with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink. Who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA meeting on a payday. We can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded lane on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your pass out. You gotta get up, beg, but I'll ask now. Come on and get up. All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your pass out. You gotta get up. I'll beg, but I'll ask now. Come on and get up. All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Why don't you get up?
And we're back. Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank, joined by...
Heesky Weesky, the most unoriginal man in the world on your Memorial Day special Whiskey Sick Podcast.
It's Memorial Day?
It is, sir.
Hell yeah. A little holiday. A little holiday action. You want to quit banging on that table, homie?
Sorry, man. It's my dick.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Get hard when there's holidays. I ain't got to be at work on a motherfucking Monday.
Ain't that some shit? I'm always off on Monday, so I just get fucked. Ooh. This is his regular fucking day.
Recovering from my ass beat.
Except it's not. It's a great day to remember my grandpappy and many other people's grandpappies.
Everyone that's
who fought. Yep. And did some crazy shit that we don't really got to do too much of these days. We just push buttons and shit now.
Yep. Shout out to pushers. Everyone who served. Everyone that sacrificed. We respect you. We love you. And that's what today's for.
We got a dope ass... podcast up right now. We got fight news. We got news around the world. We got
Some funny shit. Some weird shit.
I almost shit my pants this week in public.
I almost shit my pants this
fucking
morning.
Target.
Really?
Yeah. You ever just get like cramped up out of nowhere?
I get that like sweat. And then I gotta go, but I can't run because I'm afraid I'm gonna lose it.
This was just like a massive stomach ache out of the middle of nowhere. And so I fucking dip over into the middle of the store where the furniture aisle is, thinking I'm just gonna blast some ass because there's nobody in Target stores in the middle of the store. That's where they used to all steal, where all the little furniture and shit is. And I fucking realized, yo, this ain't a fart, homie. I had to fucking jog to the fucking bathroom, homie. They thought I was stealing shit. Little security dude comes out and kind of stands up by the... I hadn't even selected anything, but I had to jog and fucking... I was in there for like 45 minutes, homie.
So question, did you... were you able to get the pad down?
I was good, but the problem was when I was wiping, I kept shitting on my hand. Like mid-wipe, more shit would come out. Like every time I would think I was cleaned up, ready to go, I'd give one more little extra. Because I like to get the little pinky up in there a little bit just to get just inside the rim. And then when I would do that, it would like, it would kickstart another turd coming out and it would like on my fingertips.
Was it like the frozen yogurt press?
Where yeah.
You just pull the hand on it, kind of just like.
Well, you can feel it coming out from like way deep inside you. You know what I'm talking about?
Like some shit you ate.
It starts, it seems so far away and you keep pushing and concentrating. It seems to get closer and closer to your butthole. Oof. It was one of those. And then every time I thought I was done, I wasn't done.
You know, so. The worst? Is when you gotta go, and like the closer you get, the more intense it gets, and you're just like,
because your body's anticipating you being able to go soon.
You like, and you know, it's always yeah. You have a belt on, and it's always
you gotta trick yourself. You gotta trick yourself into thinking that there are no bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with piss. When you gotta pee real bad, and then you finally get out of the car to go to the piss, those last
15 steps.
The last like minute is the most dangerous minute for pissing and shitting yourself.
And you're always afraid you're going to go in there and there's
just living on the edge.
You've got to shit in the sink.
I've pissed in sinks. I've never shit in the sink.
Would you go in the
you're an asshole if you just shit in the sink. Somebody has to clean that.
Run to the
piss, you can just splash it.
Splash some water, it's good, right? A little bit of soap.
Yeah, and you just go about your way. But shitting in the sink?
Or do you just jump on the trash can and sit in
the sink? How do you try to mash it down the drain or something? You don't do anything with it.
No, you just get out before anyone knows.
What if somebody comes in and you're sitting in the sink?
Hey, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. It's either that or the floor.
What do you wipe with? It's like paper towels?
Probably
you ever use your sock?
No. You probably make a bidet, a bidet out of the water, though.
I've heard of people having to use their socks.
Who?
People who shit themselves in public.
Who?
Just random people over the years. I don't know. Maybe you would know some people. I'm just... Generally, I've met people over the years, multiple people who have shit themselves and had to use their sock to wipe their ass.
I think I would just use my underwear. Reball it when I'm done.
Well, your underwear is already covered in shit, so I don't know how well you're going to be able to wipe your ass with something that's already covered in shit. Unless...
Fair point.
You know? So I guess you haven't really done it because you didn't really think that too far through.
No.
Well, congratulations to you. That's an accomplishment. To make it this far in life, you've never shit yourself.
Yes,
in public.
No, not in public.
You shit yourself at home.
Yeah,
that's even worse.
On the couch.
It's like starving in a grocery store. You shit your pants, and you had a bathroom like 10 feet away from you.
I was laying there, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fart, and all of a sudden the emoji guys. I'm like,
Hershey squirt.
Yeah.
Goddamn. So there were some fights yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get to see any of them.
You didn't watch any of this shit? So we have to go back to Saturday because fights were on Sunday, UFC fights. On Saturday, there was a dope boxing match. I'm sure you didn't see that shit.
Oh.
It was Errol Spence versus, losing the other dude, Kell Brook. Kell Brook fought Triple G, was beating his ass, and then he got caught, got his eye socket broken against Triple G. Well, he was doing this little youngster who's 18-0, Errol Spence Jr., dope up-and-coming fighter. I thought Kell Brook was winning that fight, and then all of a sudden, he got his eye socket broke again.
God,
second straight fight, this dude broke his eye socket.
That's gotta suck.
And that was in like the 9th round, and then he went 2 more rounds, and then just out of nowhere, he just had to take a knee.
He fought with it?
He fought like 2 rounds with it. After he just recovered from it. There was mixed reports that he broke the same eye, but then there was another report that said it was the opposite eye. So I'm sure he remembered the last time it was like, man, I had a plate put in my face. I don't want to fucking do that again.
Is that the shit where you like blow your nose and it just...
Well, you could do... That's when you just break your nose and you blow it.
And then your eye swells up?
Yeah, because it just shoots all that air up into that cavity. Blows your eyes up. But this dude, his socket, his like right here, his orbital bone broke again from boxing, which, damn, those
hard.
Are some big-ass padded gloves, you know? I mean, it definitely happens, but not like you would see it. Brandon Vera?
Yeah.
John Jones broke his eye socket, fucking crushed it from the guard with an elbow. Too lax with that guard and then ate a fucking one elbow, rolled over. That
he
was it.
Killed over and that shit was done.
You've never seen Brandon Vera quit like that. So you can imagine this dude went 2 rounds and then out of nowhere, he was starting to get real blicked up and then he just took a knee. He said, fuck it, dude. I can't take it. He don't want to end up like Michael Bisping with that fucked up eye. You see that cock eye?
Yeah, dude's got to squirt oil.
That shit's
shit
fucking weird. Oil?
Yeah, he has to
like a car?
Yeah, he has to like put oil and fucking shit in his eye to keep it I don't know, probably doesn't.
To keep it moving around so it doesn't get like stuck, dried up in there?
I don't think it produces tears.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's because he got kicked in the head by Vitor Belfort, who was on TRT. That's how his eye got fucked up.
Vitor does not take TRT, okay?
He did.
He takes TRT.
He will after his next fight. Who's he fighting? Markhart, Nate Markhart.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 TRT dudes.
Vitor takes some shit that's on top of TRT, okay?
Dan
Henderson takes TRT and he looks like a
buff. He just looks normal.
He looks like a buff dad guy.
Yeah, he was in fucking good shape, too, though.
Vitor had some traps and shit that went to, like, his ears.
Yeah, homie was fucking massive. But last night, Alexander Gustafsson took the absolute whipping stick to Glover Teixeira for 5 rounds. Beat that ass. Was lacing him. I've never seen anybody land up. Did you see the final? Did you see how he got knocked out?
Mm-mm.
He ate 3 uppercuts in a row, and then he fucking... Dude, you haven't seen this?
Mm-mm.
This dude, Gustafsson, landed 2 straight-up, like, Street Fighter Tekken combinations at multiple times in the fight that were just fucking crazy. Check. You got that shit? There it is. Check that shit out. Is this the last one?
Oof.
Two.
Oof.
three. Oof.
Right hand.
Oh,
Gonski's. That was the final one. But he did this other one where it was like the second round where he did this spinning back elbow. He lands it perfectly and then lands like three hooks in a row. It was crazy. It was like an 8-punch combo. That's the fifth round.
Damn, he looked clean.
He finished him in the fifth
round.
Yo, Glover was eating bombs the whole time. That uppercut, I swear it had to have been a record for the amount of times he landed uppercut. It was always a jab and then the power upper. Right down the pipe. He was blasting him with it. He hit three in a row.
Dude, his hands look quick as fuck. Five for five rounds.
That was the fifth round. That was like the end of the fifth round. He put him away. Glover was just eating shots after shots, man. It was fucking crazy, man. You were just begging him to go down.
How fucking tired would you be trying to fight five rounds?
Like that, man, it's crazy. Well, that's what they were saying about Connor. He was going to have a problem going 36 minutes in a boxing match, 12 three-minute rounds, but... Five-minute rounds is way more taxing.
Yeah, it's a different energy system.
In MMA than a full 12-round fight in boxing.
You got legs.
If you watch the average 12-round fight, most of the time, a lot of times, there's rounds that these guys take off. You know, if they're already up on the scorecard and shit, they'll cruise for a round or two. They play the game. They you know, keep their gas tank up and shit. But in MMA, you can't do that shit.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you could stall, but your partner has to be willing to be stalled out, too.
I almost died after 25 minutes this morning just working out with you.
Yeah, we hit a good one. We were fucking in the Thunderdome. Fucking getting down. Shit was good, man.
I almost lost my soul.
Lungs feel burnt right now. Feels good. Now we re-up with some beers. Talk some fucking fights. Next weekend, fight I've been waiting for.
Is this the interim?
God damn, now I'm doing it.
Is this the interim title or what?
This is, yeah, I mean, this is the fake title. It doesn't, the two fake titles, Jose Aldo versus Max Holloway. No matter what the fuck happens, Conor McGregor will always be the champ of this fucking division.
So the winner.
It's going to be hard not to.
Basically, the winner of
this.
He
beat both these guys. Conor beat both of these guys.
The winner of this fight is going to be the undisputed.
Undisputed.
Interim.
Yeah. No, it'll be the champ. Because
Let's be real.
Technically.
Interim champ because Conor McGregor's still a champ.
For a while. I don't think Conor, this is the last belt he would ever.
He'll never make 45 again.
No.
Do you see him?
This is
did?
The last belt that he would even try to defend. So these guys, you know, go run their own. Max Holloway, let me just tell you like this. He's going to win this fight, five-round decision. He's going to pull away late in the third, fourth round. He's going to mix it up. I got Max Holloway. Who are you taking on this shit?
Holloway, I don't know. Aldo's getting a little bit older.
You saw what Frankie Edgar beat that youngster Yair Rodriguez like a week or two ago. Jose Aldo's beat Frankie Edgar twice.
Yeah,
and they weren't even really that close. The first one was a little bit close. The second one wasn't even close.
I don't know, man. I don't think Aldo's.
He had his soul taken not too long ago.
I don't think he has it in him.
He had his absolute soul taken from him by Conor McGregor.
Because, I mean, that whole thing, that whole process for that McGregor fight went on for, what, like a year and a half?
Yeah, because he dropped it.
And he
finally
and
got him in there. And everything Conor said was, it happened.
And he got blipped in, like, what, 10 seconds?
Fuck that boy up. Fucking 13 seconds.
I remember
third punch he threw.
We were watching that, and we were like, I don't know.
Shit my pants.
We were like 10 minutes behind, and my phone is just buzzing in my pocket. Everyone watching this is looking at me like, if you look at your motherfucking phone right now, we're going to fuck you up. Because I knew something happened. And then all of a sudden the fight started and we're like, I dropped everything.
Before you
like,
knew it.
Oh my God, this really just
before you even
happened.
Got into it.
And he's up there just throwing the money sign.
I think 10 out of, if they fought 9 more times, they would have been wars. This is the one time that he just caught him perfectly. He knew exactly what he was going to come in and do.
The best.
Study that ass.
But the best, I think the best pay-per-view I've ever seen was when he dropped the first time and he fought Mendez. Remember when we had that at the pad? And then it was Lawler and McDonald. That was just
Connor versus Mendez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was an all-time great.
That was a good fight. Then that Lawler.
Because Connor was getting his ass beat.
Yeah, and we're like, oh dude,
it's gonna come to an end.
Yeah.
This is the. And they're like, see what Frankie would have dominated him if Mendez was doing it. Imagine what Frankie would do to him.
Yeah, and we're like, oh my God. And then he came back and won. And then Lawler and McDonald just went out on their shields and just
that
beat
shit was
the
crazy.
Fuck out of each other. The
greatest title fight of all time.
Oh,
Rory McDonald just got a big ass win last week.
Mm-hmm.
But so we got Aldo Holloway Gedalia versus Kovalevich. Both have lost to Joanna. Damn, that's a tough fight. This is a pick'em fight. I'm gonna take.
That's 50-50,
dude. Yeah, that's a toss up.
You're on your own bet on that one.
I'm just gonna go with, I would think Claudia Gedalia would be the favorite, so I'm gonna take Kovalevich. Belfort versus Marquardt.
Belfort.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah, I'd like to. I kind of like Marquardt too, though.
Yeah, but Marquardt.
These are OGs right here, man.
King of Pancras.
Both TRT legends. I'll take. God, I guess I'd like to see Belfort kind of go out with a dub before he goes gets jacked again in Bellator. He should go to like Ryzen Japan.
Ryzen and just fucking juice up and fight Krokop or something.
Go fight Vanderlei again. Yeah. You know? Go beat that ass again.
Or rematch 20 years later.
That would be some dope shit. There's a little known fight on the FS1 prelims. This is Rafael Sanciao versus Moraes. Marlon Moraes is from the World Series of Fighting. He's a champ. 145, I think. 145, yeah. 135, I guess. I think he's coming down in weight. But this dude, Marlon Moraes, is dope. Way dope. Rafael Sanciao is a tough motherfucker. He only loses to the leader of the elite. I'd like to see the over under on this one, but if I would say a Sunset would have to be the favorite, I would take Marlon Moraes as a good. I'm going to take him to win this fight. If there's money involved, definitely take that motherfucker. You'll make some dough on that shit. Trust on that. Other than that, that's it for fucking fights this week. Anything else we miss on that? Kind of a
Big Country.
Oh yeah, Big Country. Big Country got cut by the UFC, or they probably just left amicably. And he's going to be in Bellator now, man. Fedor
against Big Country.
Big Country.
Battle of the dad bods.
Dude.
Battle of the bear bellies.
Dude, how does that end up?
I don't know, man.
Who wins that shit?
I love them both.
Fedor's got to beat Mitrione first.
Yeah.
If I had to bet money, I'd be taking Mitrione. But he chokes. And you know what? The thing about Mitrione in fights he's supposed to win, he chokes, man. That's the only reason my official pick's going to be Fedor.
Fedor was the baddest motherfucker in his time.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just hit a couple walls.
Testing and shit changed. You had different rules.
Yeah.
Just like with every fighter, just like with Krokop.
He'd be on top forever.
But damn, they have some cool-ass little matchups that Bellator can make now. So that's going to be sick.
Bellator's coming. When are they going to do
Vitor goes over there and fights Fedor.
When are they going to do an MMA kickboxing event like they did that last time?
They do them all the time. No, not all the time, but they've done them a couple times. Yeah, they do...
Joe Schilling and shit?
Yep, they do Bellator kickboxing.
Yeah.
They have Glory kickboxing all the time, but Bellator kickboxing, they usually do it with a alongside an MMA event. It's pretty sick.
I don't know why kickboxing never really just picks on, dude.
They don't get enough coverage, man. It's the dopest fucking thing ever. K-1 you think these boxing matches are dope?
K1 used to be the shit.
Watch some of these fucking Glory fights, man. This is everything. The only problem with Glory is there's no elbows. You gotta have elbows in this shit.
Did you ever watch K1 back in the day?
Yeah, K1's the shit. All these
Boos
dudes.
And Leko and Mark Hunt used to fight.
All these dudes that are legends were all legends. Like Hunt, Krokop, all these dudes are all... There's a dude, Glory, that... Goku Saki or something.
Goku Saki, yeah.
He's coming to... he's making his UFC debut. He's coming over to MMA, man, from Glory. This dude's a heavyweight fucking bomber. If you can't get him on the ground, or you give him, like, good matchups, standing matchups, he's gonna smoke dudes. And those dudes are everywhere. They'd rather show fucking, I swear to God, I was on ESPN the other day and they're showing lacrosse, man. I mean, I get it. It's, you know, like a little niche sport, but man, fuck that shit. I ain't trying to see that shit. I want to see some Glory kickboxing over. I want to see fucking lacrosse.
Yeah. It was hard, though.
The fuck is lacrosse anyways?
In Pride, I remember a couple guys tried to come over and fight in Pride. And I think, like, Stefan Leko, and he just would get submitted. I think the only ones that really did good were, like, Overeem. Mark Hunt
used to get subbed all the time. Then he finally at least figured out how to get to his feet and defend some basic Kimuras and shit.
Krokop did okay. Krokop actually kicked ass. Who else was it? Someone else came over and fought.
A lot of those dudes came over. They used to have... Ernesto Hoos back in the day. Hoos. Jerome LeBanner back in the day. Overeem was in that mix. That big, tall German dude. He was in the UFC back in the day, too. But they really should be putting that shit on. I know every once in a while, if you look on ESPN, on ESPN3, their online shit, you'll see some fucking Glory Kickboxing. And they do Bellator on there, too. Keep your eyes out for that shit. Shit, let's...
Actually, I kind of want to give like a little disclaimer. It is Memorial Day, and I just want everyone to know, like, if you're going to drink and drive, please take an Uber or please take a Lyft.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, don't end up like your boy.
Who?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yeah,
okay, I see. I see you.
Your boy Tiger Woods.
Do your thing over there.
Your boy Tiger Woods.
T. Woods?
Got arrested this last couple days. And his mugshot looks like $1 million bucks.
Yo,
man.
You just showed me that right before. He looked like dog shit. Diggity dog like, shit.
He looks like he's got the whiskey fucking...
Homie.
Got that whiskey fucking hair missing in the front. Getting a little old. Looking a little fat. Eyes look a little bug-eyed.
Yo, you ever seen a fall from grace bigger than this motherfucker? He skydived without a parachute. From absolute stardom to just... I don't know, dude. He's like the bum you just step over on the sidewalk now. You just keep him moving. No news about Tiger Woods really surprises you anymore.
You know what happened? He tried to please his people, his fans, his sponsor, and all that shit. Why not just be the motherfucker you are? Why not just do it like Charlie Sheen?
He just got married and shit. He should have never got married. Look, he had the same problems that every dude's ever had.
Look at he made
Women.
A bunch of money.
Look at this dude.
He made a bunch of money.
Tiger Woods.
When you're on top, you have a bunch of money, all the chicks want to fuck you, and you like to take pills. Okay? And then all of a sudden, dude, everything just boom, it happens, you get caught. Don't be like, oh, I'm sorry, I need to go to rehab and all that stuff. Just say, hey, you know what?
You're saying he should have Charlie Sheen this shit. He should have Charlie Sheen this shit.
He just admitted it. You know what?
Yo, they were reporting this shit on CNN and shit.
Just say, hey, you know what?
Damn.
I'm a good-looking dude. Everybody want to fuck. Everybody want to fuck.
He don't look that tight. Yo, he life is kind of kicking his ass right now, man. This homie ain't looking like his spry little self from back in the day. This dude looks weathered. He looks like he's got the kind of the whiskey hairline going.
Yeah,
it's there, but if you look closely, it's real thin. It's like, but it looks from like I'm looking at you right now, it looks like you have hair. It's not like me where you can clearly tell I have no hair.
But when you hit a little bit of light,
shit's all fucked up. But if I get like an underneath look, now I can see that it's not that thick. So he's kind of got that shit going on.
He looked like he'd been out for 2 days.
He looks fat.
Yeah.
He looks bloated.
Yeah.
He looks like he's eating a lot of sugar.
He's got the bulldog face.
You know, he's been drinking obviously a lot of sugar, excessive carbs,
sweating.
He looks like he just finished sweating. He's starting to dry. You know what I'm talking about? His skin is still moist a little bit.
Like he might have been dancing.
But he wants to. He looks like he just said some like real fucked up shit to the guy taking the shit.
He ain't shaved.
Yeah. So but he looks like he just talked shit.
So this is a bender.
And now he realizes he's out of breath and he's done. He said his piece.
Because if you look at him, this isn't, hey, I just got cleaned up and had a couple beers at a club.
This is, I'm fucked.
This is, I've been going for 3 days.
He was gone for 3 days?
No, look at him. Like he has
Yeah.
He looks like he's been out partying for 3 days.
He's only 41 years old?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I thought he was like 51.
Ah.
He's only 41?
Yeah.
Damn, this dude should still be balling in PGA. He should be dominating. Damn, dude. This dude fucked up.
And you know what makes me mad about these guys? You have that much money, dude. Just... have someone drive you.
Yo, they dropped the pin on this dude. Yo, this news source don't give a fuck, man. They dropped the pin on right on the very street he was fucking arrested on. All the looky-loos can go over there. Look at him. Right near Military Trail and Indian Creek Parkway in Florida's Turnpike in the 95, off the 95 freeway in Florida.
Just fucking pay someone to drive you home.
Homie, you can't go nowhere.
Not anymore.
You can't lie about shit no more.
Not anymore.
I bet he was out fucking doing some like Craigslist back page ass shit right now. Told his new girlfriend, whoever, that he was in like New York City for some you know, publicity or something.
And he gets caught.
And then here they are fucking arresting him, and they're dropping a fucking pin on homie in fucking South Florida.
Yeah.
Damn. Now he's a victim of celebrity mugshots.
Can you imagine if they had, like, the internet like this back in the days when, like, Sinatra and all them fools, Kennedy, were around?
Fucking, what's his name? Died on the chair. Elvis Presley.
Dude,
imagine if they released those fucking photos.
Whew.
Him dead on the shitter. Turd still swinging out his ass, still hanging, still attached.
Because those dudes used to do all kinds of shit. Who was telling me?
They were wild.
I was listening to a Rogan podcast. I think it was Joey Diaz was saying how when Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, one of them pulled a gun out at like Caesar's Palace in Vegas and like shot a round off in the air.
I think it was Frazier. Yeah. It was or one of his people or something.
Sonny Liston.
Liston. It was one of those things because he was talking so much shit he pulled a gun out on. See, that's why he's still the GOAT shit talker, because Connor, he hasn't had a gun pulled out on him.
No.
You know?
But think about that.
When somebody just wants to shoot you.
Can you imagine in Vegas? Being in the middle of a casino and pulling a gun out and fucking shooting the air?
Could you imagine in Vegas walking through and seeing Tupac kick the shit out of somebody by the fucking door? Walking through the MGM? Could you imagine that shit?
Dude, you can't even do shit these days.
Could you imagine driving down the street and you're in Florida and fucking some dude fucking cuts you off and slams on his brakes and shit and you like pull over and fucking cuts him out as Tiger Woods? You know what I mean? I'm getting that story. I'm turning TMZ instantly.
Yeah.
I'm getting that story. I'm getting exclusive pictures.
It's just
I want sound bites. I want it all, man. You know he was saying some foul-ass shit. Look at him.
You ever seen some of those...
He looks evil.
Yeah, you ever seen some of those like videos where like celebrities get pulled over? Like, do you know who I am? No. It's like, no, you're the bitch is drunk and is driving. You're about to go to jail.
This fucking guy. You done fucked up, Tiger Woods. Shame on you.
Go back to taking Ambien and just...
Tisk tisk, motherfucker.
Cheating on your wife.
Yeah.
Winning tournaments.
Holy fuck. Forgot all about that dude.
Get a fucking Uber, you idiot.
Yeah, he was about to make his comeback and all that shit. Oh, I know one thing we were supposed to talk about. We have to go back to fighting real quick. Because I just looked down and I totally forgot. Cyborg punching that bitch in her face. Angela Magana. Now, I don't know if you know who Magana is. You ever seen her?
No.
She's just known for, I've been on her Instagram, and she's just, like, known for, like, showing her fat ass. If you're zoomed in on Angela Magana, she's bad. She got fat ass.
But then you really look at
her. But if you have to zoom out from there.
And you're like,
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
If you stay zoomed in, you're good. But if you zoom that shit out.
No bueno.
And she's just a dumbass.
Why do you talk shit on Cyborg?
She talks shit because she never thought she would have to actually see Cyborg.
I've seen Cyborg live in person. I would not. She would punk me for my lunch money, and I would give her your lunch money,
too. I have a public confession to make about Cyborg. When I was training at the arena on Sports Arena Boulevard, she was teaching, she was the MMA instructor, and her husband at the time, the other Cyborg, was teaching Muay Thai. I took her husband's class just before that, and she was hitting pads in the boxing ring. And I stayed after class, and I always hit the bag and shit and did shit, and I was just watching her train and shit. Guy comes over to me. I'm literally the only dude in the gym, really. There's two, like, people around the corner that are rolling jiu-jitsu, but that's literally, there's three people, and I'm the only guy that's, you know, hitting. So they asked me if I wanted to get in there, if I would mind getting in there and going some rounds with her after I'm watching her kick the shit out of these pads. And this is before any kind of testing.
Yeah, this is before you saw
that. She was huge. She was way bigger than me, and I was in good shape back then. She was way bigger than me, man, and she was kicking shit.
Not an ounce of
body
fat.
Fuck no.
Yeah, fuck
I didn't
no.
say no. I said, fuck no. I said, hell no, I'm not getting in the motherfucking ring. And we kind of laughed it off and made it a joke. He kind of was like, the dude that asked me was kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't really blame you kind of shit. But, I mean, what was I going to... The only way is I would agree to at 10% spar her. But they wanted me to get in there and just move around with her and all this. I said, fuck no.
Dude, she looked like one of the chicks on American Gladiators.
She'd fuck up all them. She'd fuck them all up. She's the baddest chick ever of anything.
I seen her at Target.
And nobody fucking with her.
And she's fucking. She got like a 9-pack. And she's walking. I'm like, is that a dude? dude, what is that? And then I like looked close and it was fucking Cyborg and I was like,
fully TRT'd out.
I would never fucking.
So you talk shit about her because you fight. First of all, this Magana chick hasn't fought in like 2 years. I don't even remember. She's like 0-3, 0-4 in the UFC. She sucks. She was on the Ultimate Fighter, the first woman's Ultimate Fighter, and she was awful. She's not a good fighter. She trains at Alliance down here, but now she like lives in Puerto Rico or some shit like that. Our man Brandon Vera, who I learned Muay Thai from back in the day for the first time, kicked her out of the Alliance training gym, told her to kick rocks. So this chick runs her fucking mouth. Never expecting to. It's like me and you over here just running, doing a whole podcast talking shit about Mike Tyson.
Until we catch Mike.
Because we're thinking there's no way we're ever gonna meet Mike Tyson, so I can say the foulest shit ever and never be checked.
Until we're in Vegas and we catch.
We could troll. She was trolling, homie. She was trolling hard for weeks. I saw her little posts and shit. She was making like she was just attacking this lady for no reason at all, knowing damn well she'd never have to back it up. Wrong. You go to a fighter summit meeting and you think you're not gonna see her there? And I'll give Magana credit. She said, I'll talk shit to whoever I want. Bat! Yeah, you could talk. And then you got fucking served up. Now you at the fucking doctor taking pictures, trying to sue and shit, pressing charges. Man, you just got checked. That's just real life shit right there. You're lucky she didn't try to knock you out. Look, Cyborg did not try to knock this bitch out. She kind of like punched her like you would slap somebody. You know what I mean? Just to let her know. If she wanted to knock her the fuck out, she would have knocked her the fuck out. She did her a solid.
It's just one of those things, like, dude, like, don't talk shit unless you know the repercussions of when you run into that person. You know what I mean? I think Josh Barnett posted some shit, was like, hey, if you're going to talk shit.
Everybody did. I haven't heard anybody say that.
Talk shit in their presence, and if you get blapped, that's on you.
That's it. And here's the thing. Then Magana says, oh, I didn't even get a chance to fight back. You know, people broke it up. Homegirl, you had no fucking intentions. Everybody there said,
you're lucky she didn't keep going.
They saw your soul leave your body. You turn. Did you hear what Cyborg did right after she punched her in the face? Mm-mm. She looked over at Chris Weidman and said, you want some?
And Weidman said, uh-huh.
He said, I put my tail between my leg and left. But we don't know why. I don't think he even knew why. I think she was just fired up and was just looking at somebody and happened to look at Chris Weidman and asked him if he wanted some. And then Weidman posted on Twitter some shit. He's like, it's true. And I just put my tail between my leg and left. And I was like, I've been there. You don't want no part of that.
I don't want none of that.
No.
Fuck no. Especially when she mad.
No, she's going to get 4 or 5 off on you. And with her... one's gonna do you up.
You might land with that. You might be like that dude got his eye sock broken.
You just gotta hope that she knocks you out with the first one and you just crumble and she thinks you're shooting and so she sprawls and you kind of just wake up when you hit the ground and you just kind of roll out. That's your only hope. I'm telling you, I've seen this lady and in action and you don't want no part of her. Magana, I think everybody is a consensus. There's never been a unanimous decision, online decision, of fuck you, Angela Magana, as there is right now. I haven't seen a single person come to her defense. That's some fuckboy shit. You did some fuckgirl shit. Dude. Some fuckboy shit. And you got called out, and everybody's standing and applauding Cyborg.
All I gotta say is, why the fuck would you talk shit on her?
Why? You could choose anybody. Choose Ronda Rousey. That's the easy route right there. You might actually have a chance.
And you might get some money out of
it. Yeah. Yeah, you might get in a movie or some shit. You talk shit to her. What? You're crazy, man. You're crazy. So we had to touch on that. We couldn't. There's no fucking way we can just let that fucking go. Oof. That shit was, you know, a lot of people have touched on this. But I have something I wanted to bring up. And I'm gonna quiz you. I'm gonna bring up a quiz.
Okay.
Impromptu quiz on this subject. There is a child porn PSA aired on Arizona radio station. 2 years. You didn't believe me. Public service announcement that for two years instructed listeners how to hide their child pornography finally came off air at Arizona Oldies country music station. Of course it's a country music station. After it finally fell under investigation this week. And people finally got outraged. hide it where nobody will ever find it. It would instruct listeners to store child pornography in external hard drives and never on your regular hard drive. Before I get into that, Whiskey, give me the top three do's and don'ts of hiding your child pornography. Just off the top of your head.
Don't use your own computer.
We'll ask our own expert.
Don't use your own computer.
Okay, so there's one. Don't use your own computer. That's number one. What else you got? Let's see if you
don't look at child pornography.
Let's just assume you've already gone down that rabbit hole. You've already made this decision. You've made the plunge.
Turn your location off.
Don't actually turn your location off.
And
one more.
I don't know, man. I think those are the only two that I could think of.
So you got to do something with the network, right?
And hide that shit.
So you're suggesting you just use hard copies, like old fashioned hard copies, leave them in a vault?
No, hide the fucking computer somewhere. Use the laptop and hide that shit in a safe or something.
Because you can't even blow up a computer and get rid of that shit.
No.
You can blow up a computer and the hard drive still survive.
Yeah.
What about hiding like your network or something, or getting on a different network?
Have some fucking off the grid network, maybe.
Some off the grid network. So,
Jared from Subway should have fucking...
Would you assume that you should understand that your internet provider could report you to the police if they catch you looking at a website featuring naked juveniles?
Yeah.
The San Diego Union-Tribune decided not to broadcast the PSA. Good job, Dago. Our home fucking town. Radio station Vice is holding... it's getting a lot of backlash. Out of high porn. Basically, what they were saying was that there's a lot of these cases going to trial, and it's wasting taxpayers' money, and it's not a violent crime. And this would
what
save
do you mean it's not a violent crime?
So what?
That's the worst fucking
that's
crime
their,
there is.
This is how they pretty much stated, that, and they're using free speech. This is why they put it out there.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Who pays for the PSA? The radio station?
Because
you got to pay for airtime.
Or the count. I don't. Yeah. Somebody pays the radio station to
play that
shit. Like,
hey, guys, we're tired of trying these court cases. So if you guys are going to look at child porn, just hide your hard drives, turn your location off, and use someone else's computer.
Basically.
Yeah. Now let's play some Waylon Jennings. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
It was like a commercial in between shit.
What the fuck? Like, all jokes aside, like, we make fun of, Whiskey, like, child porn, pedophile,
They go hand in hand.
And all that stuff. But, like, dude, that's just wrong, man. Like,
well, they don't want to back up the courts with frivolous lawsuits. So, in lieu of that, they're telling you how you should hide your porn.
You need your child porn. Hang these motherfuckers and cut their fucking dicks off, dude.
Yeah, you really didn't waste no time naming your top three ways to hide your child porn. You realize this? You were rattling them off like it was a Family Feud or some shit.
Yeah, I remember that day.
Topic on Family Feud. That's what this should be. It should be a topic on Family Feud.
Remember that day you found my tablet?
Yeah, made this fool think. Found his tablet, handed it to him, asked him if there's anything he wanted to tell me, and. Would you had left it unlocked or some shit?
I left it unlocked in the living room, and I think I went upstairs for something because we used to live together. And I come down, and he's holding my tablet, and he's looking at me, and he's like, "Got your tablet?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to tell me?" And I just sat there thinking, like, "Wow, what the fuck was I looking at?
What the fuck were you looking at?
What might he have seen?"
I think now it's time to come clean. Come clean, Whiskey. What were you looking at that day that your face turned absolute red and you started
fucking
instantly
red.
Sweating like you ate a fucking 500 milligram edible?
Yeah. I don't know.
Your little bitties dropped. They bounced right up and tucked right up into your fucking butthole.
Well, the only thing I thought of was, how many pictures did he take of the websites that I might have been looking at?
Screenshotted.
Yeah.
All the nasty ass shit you're into.
Yeah.
You're no different than these motherfuckers. Let's hold up 1 second before we get on the next topic. I gotta save this shit.
It's time for a save.
And we're back on this great Memorial Day weekend. We just got into a little bit of inside info on our boy Whiskey.
So basically, if you're going to be a Whiskey. Sick fuck, listen to Arizona Radio. They'll teach you how to fucking hire your child.
Well, not no more. You had 2 years. If you missed it now, your boat has sailed. Because they're finally taking that shit off.
And if you look at that shit, fuck you.
That's some foul-ass shit. Now, yeah. Let's move on to some more foul-ass shit. What about this seventh grade teacher? She gave one of her students, a seventh grade girl, the prestigious most likely to become a terrorist award. And people weren't happy with that.
No, I couldn't.
And here's the award itself. Most likely to blend in with white people. Oh, that was another one.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a different one.
What kind of fucking teacher is
this? Whoa, whoa, this chick is crazy. This shit's deeper than I thought.
Most likely to be a terrorist, most likely to blend in with white people.
Wow. Other white people?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
Most likely to blend in with white people. So what is she?
Most likely to become a terrorist, and then they give the little girl's name. It's not a joke. I do not feel comfortable with this.
The teacher told them they were supposed to be funny and not hurt their feelings. How is that funny? They're seventh graders.
What is she basing that on? Is homegirl, is it like, you know, in you know third period, she's really good at making bombs, though? Is it something like that? And she just said it out of that? Or is it just random shit?
Like you picked the one Middle Eastern girl in your class.
Is that it?
Hey.
Was she Middle Eastern?
What, was she going to be Mexican?
Maybe they were just all fucking shitty
most
things.
Most likely to own a taco stand. Most likely to be a fucking gardener. Like, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Most likely to mow your lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Most likely to become a porn star? Yeah. Most likely to take the biggest dick?
Yeah, most likely to have fucking 8 kids when you're in high school? Most likely to get herpes?
Jeez, maybe that's what it was though. They were all fucked up, is what I'm saying.
How many of these?
Maybe all the awards were all fucked up awards, and then this girl just randomly happened to be the most likely to become a terrorist.
What do you think Tiger Woods got when he was in this class? Most likely to blend in with white people.
Yeah, 100%.
Most likely to get a 100%.
You remember? Didn't the black people traded him?
Yeah.
To the white people.
Yeah.
In Chappelle Show.
Yeah. But the Wu-Tang Clan
traded him or something?
Yeah, they traded him for the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, it was something like that. Classic. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you give Tiger Woods' kid that, I guess. That's what you're saying.
Damn.
That's some foul shit. Now, how do you talk your way out of this?
Sit down, the principal. Well, I thought it would be...
Mock awards. The teacher gave out different mock awards to students. But the fact that your mock awards go that way, though...
Yeah, you don't fuck with
you could have made some stupid little funny, you know, most likely to become an actress.
Yeah. The thing is, you can't, well, I mean, maybe that was her way of clowning these little fuckers that terrorize her all.
Maybe she was just built up and this is her little way. She thought the little girl was going to, like, not figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't. She just took it home. It was like, look what I won.
Okay, scenario. You're obviously going to have a girl one day because we know the world hates you.
Yeah.
So Seth Gecko, let's just say in 10 years, your daughter brings home, like, most likely to be a lesbian award.
Just randomly?
Yeah.
Or is she kissing little girls in the fucking sandbox?
No.
There's no proof.
She shows no sign of liking that side of the thing.
TMZ behind the fucking fence filming my little girl in the sandbox kissing other little girls.
No.
There's no evidence.
Completely normal.
Okay.
And she's like, Daddy, look at the teacher gave me an award. And it's most likely to be a lesbian.
Well, then we make a phone call to the old homie, Cyborg. We bring her into camp. We put her on a 12-week training program. And we go have a little chit-chat.
Or do you bring...
We make fake posts. That this teacher is talking shit to Cyborg, making her look like the little doll on that what was that movie? Did you see the post that she made?
No.
From the Let's Play a Game.
I have no idea.
Saw.
Oh,
the little doll from
okay.
Saw. That's what she looked like. Well, that's how I would take care of that shit.
Or do you, you bring your daughter in the Thunderdome, teach her to throw some leg kicks, and you tell the teacher, like, yeah, yeah, beat you're that funny. Ass. So my daughter's going to kick you a couple times just to make this even. We won't go to the principal and all that shit, and your daughter just blaps the fucking teacher up.
I'm hiring Cyborg, homie.
Yeah.
That's how you should handle all these. You hire Cyborg.
You come into parent-teacher conference, and you pretend that...
Yo, this is even worse. The kids were all enrolled in AVID. Aren't those, like, the slower students? You remember AVID? You didn't have AVID in your school?
No.
They were more like the...
Kids that weren't going to make it?
Not so much that, as much as they were a little slower. They had they were a little slower in learning, so they were in kind of like a less advanced type of thing. They weren't stupid, but they were close enough that you were worried about
it. They just need a little Ritalin?
Yeah, maybe. Or they were just on too much at the time. So she's taking advantage of these kids being stupid. That's what she's doing. She's counting on them being stupid, just like Angela Magana counted on never running into Cyborg.
So do we give her the
They're counting their chickens.
Do we give her the Angela Magana Award of the Week?
She gets the Magana Award. Yeah. Just like, yeah. Okay. It's an impromptu award that I like, the Magana Award. The Magana Award is going to take over for the Bow Wow Award. I think this is more... I think the Magana shit is way worse than Bow Wow. We'll do the Magana Challenge. Talk shit to people and then get your ass whooped.
You gotta be careful to do this shit in Texas, because you know them parents carry guns.
This is in Texas?
Yeah.
Damn. Ballsy bitch. Yeah, in Houston. Junior high. 7th grade.
Cowboys don't fuck around.
Picking on the fucking AVID kids, man. That's some shit. It'd
be funny, though, to get most likely to become a porn star.
Or most likely to suck the biggest dick?
Yeah.
Would you be proud of that one? And then give it to your son? Then what?
Call Cyborg.
Then what do you do?
Call Cyborg.
You call Cyborg too? Now what?
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of porn stars.
Oh, yes. My man. My mellow. My man. Japan's got themselves a fucking legend in the making. They got themselves the first ever 3-foot porn star. He looks like a child, and he's 24 years old, but he looks like a child, and that's his selling. He's a former computer programmer who basically has a growth stunting disease, and he fucks bitches now. He said, fuck it. What 3-foot guy do you know that would say, fuck computer programming, I'm going to go fuck bitches? He's a ballsy motherfucker. You know anybody more confident in themselves than a 3-foot motherfucker that says he's going to quit his day job to go fuck bitches?
He must have a huge cock. You think he's
a tripod? His cock is as big as him?
You think he's a tripod, like Mini-Me?
God, dude, what? Would you feel bad if he was packing more than you?
Yeah.
I did read this shit earlier, and it said that he did have problems getting hard-ons. Yeah. And he said that was solely due to multiple people being on set.
Doesn't he look like the little Asian guy from the James Bond?
From
the
plane?
The
plane?
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't know.
He kind of does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like the Asian version. Damn, he's basically taking this, he's pretending, damn, there's some sick fucks in Japan. Basically, they're just making fake child porn. Because the selling point with this guy is that he looks like a kid.
Does he have to get on, like, a stool?
I wish we could find one of these. What's this?
Really don't want to watch this.
You don't want to watch this porn?
No.
You really?
Because I might feel bad about myself.
Nishi something. Damn, these bitches ain't too bad.
Yeah, they're pretty. Well, you know what it is?
Asian chicks are whiny, though, when
you
fuck them.
If you put all three of them together, they all look hot. But if you, like, singled them out one by one, they don't look so hot.
Yo, this dude's wearing, like, half of a little suit with little loafers.
Loafers and white socks.
Damn, a chick's titties are bigger than his head. Literally. He's dressed up like a little Hugh Hefner.
Wait. The 24-year-old believes his porn work prevents children from being abused.
What? How'd he draw that? How'd he put that together?
I don't know.
It gives people an outlet to jerk off to some child porn without it actually being child porn, so they don't actually have to go get child porn?
It gives them hope.
So we're canceling our trip to Thailand next week? Because this guy's, you know, getting fucked on TV?
Like you could be something one day?
Try hard enough. Look at this. This cat's fucking tearing it up. Homie, stroke game.
You ever watch midget porn?
Nah, I get into some shit, but not that kind of shit. That shit. Now, there are some hot porn star midgets, though. You're not allowed to call them midgets. I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to call them now.
That's just weird.
Little people. Yeah, it's fucking weird. This dude bagging more bitches than us, and he's 3'9". Eat your heart out, Whiskey. Eat your motherfucking heart out. We got another little story.
Yeah, fuck. I don't want to, that one's lame.
No, actually, I was talking about this one. Oh. The NFL has brought back celebrations, motherfucker.
Oh, fucking time.
They're back.
Because they, you know why? Because they can get all that shit on. It's all that shit becomes viral now.
Well, so yeah, they're just selling their fucking product.
Yeah, you get more product.
And who gives a fuck, man? They were you know what? They got to make sure that like the whole team isn't involved. They can't be fucking taking.
Can't be a Super Bowl.
You can't do
show.
30 seconds of this shit. Do your shit and get the fuck off the field, but make it fucking cool.
Because so, they have social media now, so you can like post a fucking.
Oh, they still fucking the NFL would still do that shit.
Yeah.
And then fucking fine them. Like when Zeke this last year jumped up into that little fucking Salvation Army pot. They fucking, you know, made mad ducats off that shit. So that led me to think. Off the top of your head, you remember some dope-ass throwback celebrations? Of course, there's Dion. Got Dion up here right now.
Dion, the fucking the Packers, the dudes that we used to jump in the thing. You had Icky Woods, the Icky Shuffle.
The Icky Shuffle was a number. Do you know who the OG of this shit is? I'm showing it to you right now.
Billy Johnson?
He was the first. Billy White Shoes Johnson. Do you remember the little chicken dance he used to do?
Mm-mm.
This motherfucker used to hold the ball up and then he'd bring his knees in. It was kind of like the Whiskey, the Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm.
He would hold the ball up like this. And he was the first one to celebrate touchdowns. He was a fucking punt returner. Billy White Shoes motherfucking Johnson. He's the OG of this shit. Let me show you. You're going to get to this. Watch homie do the little chicken dance. Oh, he was the first to dunk that shit too. Ooh. He was the first to dunk on the goalposts. Billy White Shoes. The funky chicken. That's it.
Oh. You
remember that shit?
Yeah.
Just bring it. It looks like the Pee Wee Herman almost. He's the OG.
Dang.
He started this whole gangster shit. Motherfucker played for the Oilers and the Falcons.
Oh, so they had the Dirty Birds.
They had the Dirty Bird. T.O. was always fucking good. He always had some dope shit. Ray Lewis will just get crunk as fuck. Merton fucking Hanks.
Merton
Boy,
Hanks
did I hate this motherfucker.
With his long ass head.
Yeah, he'd do that fucking like make his neck go back and forth looking like he was going to break his neck. Break your fucking neck, homie.
Then Sayo his.
Randy Moss, remember when he mooned?
Fuck Randy Moss.
He fake mooned Green. You don't like Randy Moss?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Never liked Randy Moss.
Why?
I don't know, man.
The fuck he ever do to you?
I don't know. I just never liked him.
It's the fucking second greatest fucking wide receiver ever. The Icky Shuffle.
Icky Shuffle was the shit.
The Icky Shuffle started taking this shit
your
to new fucking heights.
Your boy Dion is also a dumbass, too, because didn't he pull his hamstring fucking doing the
Maybe.
Shuffle?
I mean, Ocho Cinco always had some. See, that's where it was starting to get a little too far when they would hide, like, cell phones in the padding and shit before. It's like, yeah, this shit, you know, again, I hope it doesn't get to that fucking level.
What was the movie?
Desmond Howard with the fucking, remember the Heisman?
Yeah.
That was one of the best ones when he did the fucking Heisman.
What was the movie? Any Given Sunday?
Yeah.
Where they did it with like the grenade and they threw it?
Yeah.
That shit was dope.
My lady likes the one where they fucking act like they're cavemen and they're warming their hands up on the fire with the ball when they spin it. there were some fucking dope ones. Jamal Anderson with the Dirty Bird. I remember that shit. They went to the fucking Super Bowl. Damn. Man. But basically, they're bringing this shit back. They realized, man, these fools were getting penalties for spiking the ball and shit. It was getting ridiculous.
I like it when they jump in the fucking
score a 90-yard touchdown. Of course you want to fucking celebrate and act like a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't take that shit away. That's like when they tried to take fighting away from hockey. They were really going to take fighting away.
Made hockey.
It still is. There's nothing better than there's times where you're watching a hockey game and you just have to like you're like you got to go fight that motherfucker right now, and you have to go fight him.
That's good.
And everybody thinks you're just shit.
I fucks with this.
Bringing back the shit. So you still can't dunk the ball because they fuck up the goalposts and it takes forever to get the game back started, and you can't do any sexual shit, so you can't be twerking and all that gay shit anyway. So, and you can't wear rompers on the field.
So if you could do one dance, what would it be? Or one thing?
Fuck, I can't dance for shit, homie. I'd strike some b-boy stances or some shit. Yeah. I'd do little break dances. I'd figure out some little break dances. I'd do some break dancing shit.
I'd hide a sheet or something and do the Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, you just hang yourself from the goalpost?
Yeah.
That could be a lot of people, though. And it's relevant every year, huh? There's always somebody that brings it back.
That's like the new... Dude, that's the cool thing to do is you fucking hang
Does somebody yourself. Have to come and like push you so you sway a little bit? So somebody has to tie you up. Yeah. So was this involving three people?
Yeah, you get a belt. You do the little fucking Robin Williams.
Just
David Carradine, you know?
Some shit. Well, David Carradine, you'd have to be pulling your little pecker out.
Pull my dick out?
Yeah. Would you do that?
Yeah.
For the sake of making somebody laugh on a touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If I'm going to make
the 1 yard whiskey run?
Yeah.
Make that shit go fake viral. Field goal that you run in?
Because
that's the only way you'd score. You think if you got the ball from the 1 yard line and they handed it off to you 10 times, you would get in one time? Like on an NFL team, they're handing it to you 10 times.
No, not a fucking
getting
chance.
Blasted off.
Not a fucking chance.
Getting blasted. You couldn't even get it one time?
No.
You don't think you could find a way, a little thing underneath?
Not a fucking chance.
You're getting deaded?
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to jump over the line and smash it.
They're going to jump over the line and just fucking blast my 145-pound dead body.
How many times do you think it would take you?
I wouldn't, because I'd be fucking hurt by the second time, too.
You wouldn't come close.
You know when you get leg kicked enough times and your fucking leg hurts and you know that dude's going to kick one and you're not even ready for it?
You're just taking it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Hey, at least you're fucking honest. I for sure thought you were going to say you can make it in at least one time.
No, I'd look like Darren Sproles that time no one blocked Ray Lewis.
And yeah, it got deaded.
In the middle and just fucking killed that fool.
I for sure thought you were going to fucking talk some goddamn shit.
Absolutely not.
You know your place in this world, my man.
Shit your pants if I did make it, though.
I'd put money on you only because the odds would be fucking way in my fucking favor.
Ooh, at that point, I would just have to throw all my clothes
off
and
get,
start shaking my dick.
What do you think the odds are? 10 to 1?
Oh, a million to 1. No, not really. It's probably like 1,000 to 1.
1,000 to 1?
Yeah. That I would make it in the end zone from the 1 yard line?
From the 1 yard line, yeah. But you still get blockers.
Yeah, but that's...
I'm saying you're behind an actual team. Like, you're behind the Cowboys.
Okay.
So you're going to take the handoff from Dak Prescott, and you're behind that offensive line. You're Zeke for 10 plays.
And just hope the guy behind me, the tail fucking back, just blocks the...
We don't really use a fullback, but we'll throw a fullback in front of you.
It's probably 20 to 1.
20 to 1?
Yeah.
10 times you ain't getting in, though.
Maybe, well,
unless they opened up a huge hole.
Consecutively?
Yeah, back to back to back.
Progressively, it's going to get worse. Because I'm going to get hit every fucking time.
Yeah.
So your odds are going to go, okay, shit, now it's 20 to 1, you know? Fucking.
Do you think you come out uninjured? You're fucked up, huh?
Fuck no.
You got like 8 concussions and shit.
Yeah, I had 2 concussions, a torn ACL, broken ribs, my hands are broken. My soul's on the fucking 1 yard line.
$10 million, would you try that? They said, that's it.
10 plays in a row?
10 plays in a row. So you get $1 million for each fucking try. But you only get it if you do all 10.
Yeah, do it.
You do it for $10 million?
Yeah.
That's life-changing for you?
I'd probably do that over one round with fucking Cyborg.
Really? You do that before you... I'd get in there with Cyborg. Because she's going to knock you out right away and you're good. It's not going
to
hurt.
But it doesn't stop. You have to fight for 5 minutes. There's no knockouts.
You have to keep getting up?
Yeah, there's no knockouts. There's no taps. There's no nothing.
Damn. I'm still... 10 minutes with Cyborg or 10 handoffs from the 1 yard?
5 minutes with Cyborg.
5 minutes with Cyborg.
Nonstop.
I'm taking 5 minutes with Cyborg. For $10 million, I'm doing that.
There's no taps.
I'm covering up like a motherfucker.
You're just getting pieced up the whole time.
Yeah, you would. You would, but that's a lot of dudes.
They knock you out.
That's a lot of weight landing on you, dude.
She knocks you out. They wake you back up.
And then you gotta go again?
Time has stopped. Once you're out.
I'm taking it, though. Dude, fucking, all those dudes landing on top of you every time?
It's only 10 times. That's like 30
seconds. 10 times of 10 dudes falling on top of you that weigh 300 pounds.
That's maybe 30 seconds total.
Oh, you're getting smashed, dude.
Yeah, but dude, can you imagine her kicking you and kneeing you and...
Yeah, I can.
To the body, to the head, to the fucking ribs, back, push kick.
But you can defend yourself a little bit. Nobody said you couldn't punch her back.
My skill level.
Dude, she'd really smash good? You. She'd let you punch her in the face and then just fucking dead you.
Leg kick, push kick, oh, uppercut. She'd be looking like Gus. She said, bah,
bah. Just get dominated, dude. I feel so sorry for you.
You know, your nose is broken. Your eye socket's broken. Like, I got helmets. I got
She
pads.
Could literally kill you.
Yeah, my ribs are broken.
I don't know. I think I'm taking that than the 1 yard. Nah, the 1 yard line. I'm. There's that chance I might be able to squeeze in.
You might just get behind one dude.
Yeah.
You just hold on to his ass. And his
you
waist.
Do that 10 times. Damn. You know? If you don't make it, you're getting killed.
You're fucked either way.
That's interesting. They should fucking do that. They should take some. You remember that Joe's versus Pros versus Joe's?
Yeah.
That's what the fuck they should do.
Stand in front of.
Everybody thinks it's so easy to run behind the Dallas Cowboys line. Okay, we'll give you 10 shots from the one.
You got Ray,
$10 million.
You got Ray Lewis and Bronny Lott and all them motherfuckers outside.
Fuck. Oof. Fuck, man. Well, shit, man. Here we are. Another episode on this Memorial Day.
What are the key takeaways from this episode? Number one. Don't talk shit unless you're paired.
Just assume you're going to run into somebody someday.
And then
they can find you.
And we're both deathly afraid of Cyborg.
Don't drop pins when you get arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
We gave you the top three ways to hide your child pornography.
And let's just say don't look at child porn.
That's usually number one, but we were saying if you're already sucked into that rabbit hole.
And if you're a fucking teacher, man.
Don't give terrorist awards to 7th graders.
Yeah.
Or what was the other one? How to be white.
Blend in with white
people. Definitely don't be doing that shit.
And the last thing to take away is subscribe to the motherfucking podcast.
Tell people.
Leave a review.
If you enjoy it, tell people. If you don't enjoy it, tell me. Tell Whiskey. We're gluttons for punishment.
Say, hey man, you
talk
suck.
Some shit. Just make it funny. You know? And then you do a podcast, and then let me listen to it, you know? And we'll trade notes.
Man, we'll troll the fuck out of you.
And we can't go before we give the weekly shout-out to Chonies.
I haven't seen one gym fucking
picture. I've seen one. He did one. He showed it when he was at the gym, when he gave us a shout-out that he was listening to his show while he was at the gym. So he's back.
Okay.
I don't know how regularly. But we need to get that motherfucker in studio. We'll do a 3-cast in here and just tear shit up. I think now, this week, I'm going to start making some social media shit.
Okay.
Now that we got 5, I wanted to wait until we had, you know, 5 episodes to start putting this shit out. That way we have some content out. So pay attention to all that shit.
And I want to give a shout out to Tricky Ricky.
Tricky Ricky. 760.
Yeah, we see you.
We see you, homie. What's your you want to you got anything? I got at the real Seth Gecko on Instagram.
Yeah, and at Whiskey TV.
At Whiskey TV.
And we'll start some shit. I mean,
we'll
we
start a Whiskey Sick podcast. Shit, and we're gonna start filming these because I know you guys want to take a look at us, especially after we've been rolling jits and shit. But we'll be back next week. I go by the name of Seth Gecko, aka Moody Hank, and this is.
One day, I'm gonna be on some other shit.
One day, I'll be on some other shit. On some other shit. On some other shit. One day, I'll be gone, you know, just wait by me. One day, someday, soon, someday, I'm there. No hand to the wheel, gonna grab that hand, that glass, that cash, that we get low. We get low, zone that, roll down both windows, now we get blow. But two bad bitches, I rob the streets, and soon that bitch is like, not now leave. Two bad bitches, have that seat, gas, sit fast, wish that shit to diss, you skipped it. If you wonder why they call you bitch, then it's too late, cause checkout time. Ain't hard to find, but you can't see me, last seen on 15 Flea, now shit seems like it's gotten real. What if, so what now, so what if we somehow creeped in the back, kicked in the door, what's beef when you ask to get on floor? Gasoline dreams and lit matches, sped up the 4 minutes that we had that sold our souls for 15. One for the getaway, 3 for the show, packing the Mac with a bean in the back of the box, that B on lean, we're blasting Trump music. Dead in the middle, I fiddle those triple D's, little did we know when to put up these 50 G's. Hell's hot and dark and sun's out, darn, you can somehow look through my eyes, see what I see, don't blink, you might need the time that took someday. These rhymes in the hook for the getaway. One day, I'll be on some other shit. On some other shit, on some other shit. One day, I'll be gone, you know, just wait by me. One day, someday, soon, someday, I'm there. One day, I'll be on some other shit. On some other shit, on some other shit. One day, I'll be gone, you know, just wait by me. One day, someday, soon, someday, I'm there. No matter where I go,
where I go. Always come back to that place that I know, that I know. I can always name the clouds, cause rock, the sky's too great. But I'm on my way, and I wouldn't change a thing, not a fucking thing. Come here, I'm going low, ducking me, I ain't know. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Hands up, ransom, hand me down. Express play, that hit random, found a hidden track. Isn't that the blueprint? Sounds like some new shit. Now I can prove that. Late at night, the song cries. Late awake, it's all eyes. On next episode where we all die. Stop, drop, you open up shop. Now change shit, I'm anxious. No need for the ether. You got yourself a gun to your head. It's so full of lead. One mic in the right, that's all she said. The world is yours and all around. Shook once, can stand for the twos to break free and lose themselves in the music. Fell, protect your neck, the fool you fell. Head over heels, with a hoe, but a housewife answer that door. Sorry, Miss Jackson, I see that you're bored, but you got a husband who loves you. Boo! No matter where I go, always come back to that place that I know, that I know. I can always lay with clouds, the rubber skies to break, but I'm on my way. And I wouldn't change a thing, not a fucking thing. One day, I'll be awesome, 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 awesome. One day I'll be awesome, awesome. One day, someday, soon, someday, someday I may boom.